U.S. Marshals assisting Alaska state troopers conducted a six-day sweep in the Bethel region. The sweep ended yesterday and included 74 arrests in 13 villages. They're calling it the Village Crime and Community-Oriented Policing Program, and it has been so successful that it might be established in other areas of the state. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
To prepare for the expected onslaught of arrests, preparations were made with the superintendent of the regional jail in Bethel.
What he had done a day or two before we started was basically take a load of prisoners at Anchorage to clear space.
Lieutenant David Tracy supervises the trooper detachment in the YK Delta.
The scale of this was dramatic, and to my knowledge, is the first time we've ever tried to do anything like this with this type of manpower.
34 law enforcement officials were involved in the six-day sweep. Eight pairs of troopers and marshals stayed in village schools overnight. They responded to regular law enforcement calls and contacted all sex offenders to confirm their registration information. They also had time for some preventative work, like presenting at local schools. The idea was to have extra law enforcement staying in the villages instead of flying in to respond to emergencies after they happen. Tracy says they found that having officers on the ground makes all the difference.
A lot of times, individuals aren't going to call us and report to a trooper in Bethel. It just doesn't happen very often, and sometimes when it does, it's hard for us to respond immediately to gain, you know, access to a place, to find evidence, to make a case, to do that. But when you have people on the ground in the villages, you know, folks are more apt to, if they're finally fed up with an individual in the community that's selling alcohol and causing, you know, various problems, they're more apt to report that to us, and then we can immediately go and knock on a door and see what we can find. And that's exactly what happened here.
The six-day sweep brought in U.S. Marshals and troopers from other parts of the state, as well as a few marshals from the lower 48. Eight troopers with the Alaska Bureau of Alcohol and Drug Enforcement were also on board. They worked with village law enforcement to coordinate the initiative. All in all, there were 19 warrant arrests, 16 arrests of sex offenders who failed to register, 12 assault arrests, 10 homebrew-related arrests, as well as a number of others. The U.S. Marshals' involvement didn't just start with the six-day sweep. Their presence in the YK Delta goes back to September. The service has been responsible for the Adam Walsh Act, making sure sex offenders are registered throughout the country. And while they were checking on offenders in western Alaska, they saw a bigger need. The Marshal Service started to send out a few officers at a time into the region to help the Bethel troopers on a regular basis. Mark Oddie, chief deputy with the U.S. Marshals, saw it this way a few months ago.
We know that people in not just Alaska, but rural communities and far-flung communities are constantly having people visit and then make promises and then leave. And we don't want to get into that. Our only promise is presence. We're just going to be out there helping out the troopers, chatting with the kids.
Again, Lieutenant David Tracy with the troopers.
Overall, what we're looking to do was, you know, make the residents of the region feel safer in the villages due to our presence, and let everyone see that we're trying to hold individuals accountable, the folks that are doing things to make it unsafe.
So far, it seems to be working. Hooper Bay resident Nastasha Olrun has seen officers going door to door in her village, and it made her happy. Olrun says she used to see intoxicated people regularly in Hooper Bay about 20 to 30 years ago, but in recent times, the presence of law enforcement has made residents a lot more aware of their actions.
I experienced that when I was a little girl, because back then the alcohol was so excessively overused and publicly. And as years go by and then as law got enforced, I never see any intoxicated people walking around out there. And nowadays, it made a big difference.
Olrun is in full support of having the marshals and more law enforcement present in the village.
So it don't have to feel awkward or feel bad when we see some kind of incident related to alcohol.
Tracy says they hope to have similar sweeps once or twice a year and continue to partner with the U.S. Marshals on a smaller scale throughout the year. They are considering expanding the law enforcement initiative to other parts of rural Alaska. The next region on the list is the Northwest Arctic Borough. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.